Well, Cincinnati Innovates is a regional innovation competition, and every year we give $100,000 in grant awards to entrepreneurs. And so over the past 3 years, we've given over $250,000 to entrepreneurs in the region. And the competition just opened again this year, and it's open until July 15th at cincinnatiinnovates.com.
What's the point of the competition?
Just to highlight and reward greater Cincinnatians and Northern Kentuckians for their great ideas and to help them get started. So the purpose of the awards are really to help people with that initial funding to get a prototype or, you know, just get it out there into the marketplace.
What kind of ideas are we talking about? How good do they have to be?
Oh, well, we see a full spectrum of different types of ideas. So anything from a consumer product to a game to an iPhone app or, you know, business-to-business web application to, you know, healthcare concepts. And they come from all over the region. We see a lot of students enter. We have undergraduate, graduate students enter, folks that are, you know, working the 9-to-5 corporate jobs, scientists and researchers. And really, I would say that they're equally represented in both the people that enter and the people that win. So,
Elizabeth, what are a couple examples that really impressed you?
I guess a good example would be last year we had a group of students enter a stroke diagnostic headband, basically to help EMTs diagnose the kind of stroke someone was having so that they could deliver life-saving drugs on the spot. You know, every second counts. That was a student team, an undergraduate student team from the University of Cincinnati. And then one of my other favorite ones is there was a gentleman that entered a couple years ago who was working at Eli Lilly, sales executive there, and he happens to be a volunteer firefighter in Wyoming. And being a finalist 2 years ago, and then finally he won one of the awards last year, that was enough validation for him to go ahead and start his company. And he's doing over $100,000 in sales with his product, which is a glow-in-the-dark safety product for firefighters and industrial safety.
We know that Cincinnati Innovates has gotten off to a really great start this year. It's open through July 15th. And what are the three top requirements for somebody listening to this who's never heard of Cincinnati Innovates? Something that'll spark somebody's interest, like, wow, I could do that.
Sure. Just really, the only requirements are that you post an entry on the website by July 15th. And it can be any type of innovation. It has to be your innovation, your idea. But we just ask that you have a greater Cincinnati connection. So that can be Southwest Ohio, Northern Kentucky, Southeastern Indiana, that entire 18-county region around greater Cincinnati, that you live, work, or play in the area. And we're just looking for, you know, great ideas and people that want to take them forward.
Great. Elizabeth Edwards, thanks so much for being with us on WNKU.
Thank you so much.
I'm Sherry Lawson, WNKU News.